Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Today we're going to hear about the circular economy and the work that circular communities are doing in their local areas. First though, these pupils from NSCBS Primary have some questions about today's topic.
What is the circular economy?
Why is it important to prevent waste?
Why should we reuse and recycle waste?
Does repair and reusing items help prevent waste?
Is food waste a big problem?
How can we prevent food waste?
To tell us more about the circular economy, here's Karen Foley, Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council.
Well, it's about keeping everything we use in the loop and, you know, not going to waste, not having to dump it. And it's about reusing, repairing, repurposing, coming up with different ideas to keeping it in use. So we don't want to keep taking from the earth, making new things, using it and disposing it. It's about reusing it over and over again, whether it's reusing or recycling, keeping it in a circular loop and preventing it from having to go for waste treatment, essentially, in whatever form it takes. And there is a lot happening in communities, Pat. We had a circular community grant scheme, we have it this year, and we have 30 community projects taking place across Clare, and they have come up with fantastic ideas, and a lot of it is around single use. And I say, and I don't say single use plastics, I say single use because all single use is a waste, and because it's single use, it has to be managed. And within communities, it is causing problems in terms of waste management at events, but also in terms of littering. So we have a number of community projects that are working on single use initiatives within the community. And I'll just mention Tulla because I know they have completed their project already, and they diverted 2,600 single-use items from going into waste, and they had reusable cups for their music festival. So it seems simple, but a lot of work goes into kind of making this happen within festivals and events, but also within the community settings, you know, like smaller events within community halls and that. So there's a variety of projects, and then we have others who are looking at sustainable fashion and how to, you know, repair clothes, and coming up all ideas, doing swap shops and that kind of thing, all about keeping things in the loop, keeping things from being items we use every day being disposed of. And it's about looking about at what you have and how you can prevent it in the first instance. And you know, it is really good to recycle, and that's really important, but not to have it in the first place is the best option. So any reusable options are really good, but then if you have waste, then you're looking at repairing it, perhaps if it's an item of clothing or shoes or a phone or whatever it is, or repurposing it, upcycling, or coming up with a new idea for it. So all that really helps, you know, keeping things circular. It supports a circular community as such, and it also is a climate action.
When we hear of recycling, we're talking about our little bin at home and plastics and plastic bottles, but it's much more than that. You mentioned clothes, you mentioned mobile phones. So much stuff out there that we wouldn't normally think of can be recycled, can be reused, but we're just dumping it.
Electrical waste, that can be brought back to your local recycling centre, your local electrical shop for recycling. And again, that's supporting a circular community because the components are being broken down and reused again. And this is a free service, and a lot of people don't realise that, but anything with a plug or with a battery can be brought to your local recycling centre or back to your electrical store where you purchased it in the first place. Actually, even somebody was saying, you know, the way you have the Christmas jumpers and they light up, that's an electrical waste as well. You can bring that back for free to be recycled.
And of course, if you buy a dishwasher, you may see that little fee at the end of your bill. Mm-hmm. People mightn't realise that there is a facility there from most likely the company you bought your appliance from to take it back from you for proper disposal.
Yes, that's it. I mean, it's probably built into the cost of when you're buying your item in the first place. So it's really important that you recycle it and get the value out of what you've spent, you know, originally. And it's similar with the deposit return scheme. So you're paying the 15 cent, and to bring back the single-use item that you used to your deposit return machine. And that's a really good step as well in supporting the circular economy, because the recyclate that comes out of when you're bringing it back to the deposit return machine, the quality of the recycled material is really good. So they can repurpose it, recycle it, and use that plastic again to make something else. It's a really good step to take to support a circular community.
Communities have a huge part. You can't overstate how important it is for communities to do their bit.
And there's lots of things that can be done within a community, and I suppose homeowners within the community as well as businesses and, you know, event organisers. And there are fantastic initiatives being taken place across Clare. We have the Kilkee Green Business Hub, where businesses in Kilkee are looking to segregate their waste properly into recycling, general waste and food waste, and then they're looking at preventing the amount of waste that's going into the bins in the first instance. So it's these kind of initiatives, and even, you know, within community settings to do the same thing, like to manage your waste properly. Like, we have GA clubs who are putting in three-tier segregation, and they're separating their waste into general waste, recycling and food waste, and that's all really good in supporting a circular economy and separating the waste, because particularly the food waste part, that, you know, some people feel, oh, it's grand to go into the general waste, but there's a huge, you know, environmental benefit of segregating that, and a cost benefit as well, I might add, to having the food waste separate and recycling that also, because a lot of the weight is in the food waste. So if you take it out of the general waste bin, you're going to reduce the cost to your business or to your household.
The whole issue of food and wasted food, I know that the student in St. Joseph's in Tulla did a wonderful project on this, but food waste is a huge issue.
Yeah, it's a huge issue, and there is a lot of it, and we need to reduce the amount of food waste we have in the first instance, and that's prevention is better than, as I said before, than putting it in a bin for recycling. But yes, the food waste segregation is really good if you have it, to put it in the bin. And even we're talking about the single-use compostables, you know, the process, a lot of our food waste in Clare goes to a company in Shanagolden called Green Gas, an aerobic digester company, and basically the food waste is digested and it's broken down, and methane gas then is converted to energy. So there you can see the kind of the circularity of what's happening with the waste. But if that's in a general waste bin, that's not happening. You're not getting the environmental benefit, and you're not, you know, you're taking out the methane gas that could otherwise end up in the atmosphere as well.
Education, hugely important in everything you do within your own department in Clare County Council. What would your office be doing in terms of educating the public, whether it be a school or a community group, about the importance of circularity?
Well, we have the Greener Clare, we work under Greener Clare, and we have various initiatives under that, and they don't solve everything, but they give ideas and they support initiatives. So we have, as I mentioned earlier, the grant scheme, which is really good for communities to take leadership within their own community. But we also have our own initiatives. Our climate team are going to have a toy library in coming up soon in the autumn. We have a paint reuse initiative at Shannon Recycling Centre. So the paint that comes in, the water-based paint, is going to be taken by a social enterprise called Tate House, and they're going to remix the paint, and it's going to be brought back into the community again for reuse. We also have mattress amnesty days. Over the last 5 years, we've recycled 3,000 mattresses through our collection days, and we've one coming up at the Central Waste Management Facility in Aina. So it's another great opportunity to support the circular economy, because not only are we preventing illegal dumping, we're also bringing the mattresses clean and dry, and it's segregated out, and the components are segregated out and reused again within, whether it's metal or the foams for making new bedding. So it's all about our initiative supporting circularity. We have a very simple initiative, a party pack initiative. I'm working with the other environmental awareness officers and the other local authorities, and we're looking at festivals and events and smaller festivals events, and in supporting that. So make sure to follow us on Greener Clare for all our different initiatives, because we're always trying to come up with something that would be helpful to communities and supportive to communities, and that would support Tidy Towns groups, who are doing amazing work within their communities, and they're really invested in this and getting the message out. And, you know, there's lots lots of other initiatives, like you mentioned, the Green Schools Programme. You've got the Green GAA Club initiative as well, which is fantastic. And these are all about trying to prevent waste, trying to manage our resources, whether it's waste, water, energy. So there's amazing initiatives being carried out there at the moment. And us as a local authority, we're only too happy to support those.
Supporting local communities is one thing, giving them information, but you can give them further support, and there is actually funding available to help local communities do very important work.
Yes, in April we launched the Building a Circular Community grant scheme, and we had lots of applications across the county, and we were delighted to be able to support 30 communities in that initiative. So the projects are undergoing at the moment, and we're looking forward to hearing all about these initiatives and how they roll out in within the communities, and there'll be lots of learnings from it. And we hope to continue the grant again next year, and to build on it and build on from what the communities learned this year through the grant scheme, that the funding that was received by communities this year.
And there's a chance we might see some new initiatives, some new ideas as well.
Yes,
you'd hope so.
Yeah. Oh yes, from the communities. Yeah, so like there's amazing projects, you know coming up with innovative ways to deal with single use, you know, innovative ways to deal with fashion and fast fashion, and how to manage our textiles, and you know, in the community, and lots of ideas around, you know, segregating food waste and how to manage that side of things too, how to manage waste within the community. And so we're really looking forward to hearing all about those projects.
We're doing great work in Clare, no question about it, but this has to be a national issue. Every county is getting involved. There is a national element to all of this, of course.
Yeah, there is. We have a national waste management plan for a circular economy, and there are lots of targets in that, within that plan. And I suppose the one of the main targets is we're looking at, you know, zero waste growth, that we're not keep producing more waste. We want things to level off in terms of the amount we consume. And then of course we want to, well, what we do consume, we want to look at preventing waste, we want to look at reusing, repairing, repurposing, and come up with all innovative ways to go about that. And of course then improve recycling, what's going into our recycling bins, and improve the quality of recycling that we're doing, and getting more waste from the general waste bin into the food waste bin. So they're kind of the national priorities at the moment. And like we're doing, you know, I was just talking about food waste there, for what's going into the bin, Pat, is only like 5% contamination, which is really good. So the people who are recycling their food waste, they're doing really, really well. But we have to look at our general waste bin. A third of what is going in is correct, so there's a bit of improvement there. And recycling, two-thirds is correct, so that's quite good in the recycling bin, but again there's room for improvement.
So these are cases of people putting the wrong items into the wrong bin.
Yes, essentially, yeah. And to look, the National Waste Management Plan wants that to improve, to keep as much waste out of the general waste, because a lot of it can now be recycled. All the soft plastics and everything like that can be recycled, and to keep things like, you know, we mentioned earlier, the electrical waste, bring that to your recycling centre, and you know, bring your clothes to your clothes bank or to your charity shops. Of course, I have to mention the charity shops when it comes to circularity. They are in a lot of communities, and I encourage people to support those. And if you're supporting those, you really are supporting a circular community.
Across County Clare, of course, the local authority has quite a number of recycling centres, and these are so important to the work you're doing, especially in your own department.
We have 5 recycling centres across Clare, and we also have, I think, over 52 bring banks across the county, dotted across the county also. So they're almost in every community. But the recycling centres are really important, and it's fantastic that we have 5 recycling centres across Clare, and they accept waste in 3 of them. Now, some of them take more of the recycling materials, but we have recycling centres at the Central Waste Management Facility 9, it's probably our main one, and we have one in Scarf. It's a recycling centre and it takes general waste as well. We have Listeen and it takes recycling and general waste as well. And we have Shannon, it takes recycling material, and we also have Innes Recycling Centre. And these are fantastic places for people to bring their waste, and particularly as well during the summer season, Pat, like that, you know, lots of tourists in the area, and they can use these facilities as well to bring their waste if they're passing by. I would urge people to visit our webpage, Clare County Council, and go to the recycling centre section and they'll tell you exactly what we can accept. And like, you know, we mentioned as well, they take green waste at four of our recycling centres. Green waste is accepted there, and we bring them to our central waste management facility in Aina where it's composted. So again, we're kind of bringing in the circularity side of the waste we process within these recycling centres.
There we heard from Karen Foley, Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Ours to Protect.